Cincinnati. Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker with Baptist Chapel. What a joy and an honor it is to share this time with you on Sunday morning. We thank the Lord for all of His many blessings, and certainly this is one of them, that we can come and spend this time with you in the Word of God. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, and our service time, Sunday school begins at 10, worship follows at 11, and then on Wednesday evening we return for a youth service and a Bible study. We'd invite you to come join us in all of those services. We do have a very special prayer request this morning. We received a call last night. Brother Ronnie McIntyre's brother is down in University Hospital, very serious condition. They did surgery last night. I heard this morning that he come out of the surgery, but they weren't. That's the last update I had. But I do ask all of you that know the worth of prayer, that you'd remember this young man in your prayers, that God would be with him. As I said, he's in very serious condition. Several things, from my understanding, are going against him, but we know that the Lord's still the great physician, so you join me in prayer for him this morning. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come to you once again this morning, Lord, oh God, we're thankful for the privilege and the opportunity, God, that you've allowed to us. Father, that you've once again extended mercy, God, that you've granted to us this great privilege, Lord. Father God, as we come before you today, Lord, we would ask you, God, to give us the very words that's needed here today, God, that we might be of help to someone along the journey, God. Our Lord, certainly, Father, we know the precious word is meat to the sheep, Father, milk to the lambs. And, oh, God, we understand this morning, and God, that it's able to bring conviction into the hearts of them that don't know you and a free pardon of sin. Our Lord, as we come before you this morning, God, on behalf of this young man, and God, and his family, once again, we trust, Father, and God, that your precious will would be accomplished there, God. Our Lord, we appreciate the knowledge and the wisdom, God, the technology that you've granted unto men. My Lord, we recognize and praise you still as a great physician today, God. Our Lord, that you can do what no man can do this morning. So, Father, we leave him in your loving hands today, God. Our Father, we ask you this morning, God, for the many others, Lord, that lie upon the beds of affliction, God. Lord, we know today there's no disease or sickness, God, so great. Father, there's no place, God, that you can't reach this morning. Father, we just put them in your hands today. And God, oh Lord, we'd ask you again this morning to bless those, Father, God, that's lost their loved ones down over the course of the days past. Father, as they walk through that valley, God, Lord, as they find themselves grieving, Father, just lift them up and comfort them as only you can this morning. Lord, we ask you once again today how you bless your church. Father, your children, where they gather and assemble this morning. Lord, God, we pray today, Father, and God, that you'd send out the message that's needed, and Lord, that you'd save our people before it's too late, God. Has so many going on unconcerned, God. Has so many want to smile and tell them everything's all right. Father, help them to hear the truth, and God, to understand their lost and undone condition. Father, to grasp, Lord, how the surety of death and the certainty of judgment. And God, oh God, help us this morning how to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Lord, to make it real this morning how that there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Father, oh God, how we need you this morning, how to come right now, how to give us the strength and the words. Father, we pray today, God, how that you'd bless again your children wherever they gather and assemble this morning. God, I'm those that aren't able to be up and about. Father, bless the programs and the broadcast. I hear it from the little station, God. Father, as always, bless the staff here this morning. And God, we'd ask you once again how to watch over our young men and women in service of our country, God. Father, bless their little families. Be with them, God, in this time. How danger and turmoil, we pray. Father, again now, go with us. Bless the reading of your holy word. Father, the teaching and the preaching thereof. Lord, and certainly your servant this morning. Stands in the need of your touch. God bless now, we pray. In Jesus' holy name we ask. And amen. This morning I'll just read a few verses out of the third chapter of the book of John. John 3:17. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. We'll stop right there this morning. Knowing and understanding, we don't have time to bring it all out. Brother, just want you to consider this morning why it is our people are still lost today. My Bible tells me this morning that God's arm is not shortened, that he cannot save. Brother, his ear is not deafened, that he cannot hear. But if you go on there in the book of Isaiah, he said, but your iniquities have separated you from God. Brother, Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost. Brother, he didn't come to establish religion. He didn't come, brother, to open up a denomination. Brother, Jesus come this morning to save you and I today. You and I that were lost and undone, without Christ this morning. Listen, brother, you need a Savior just the same as I. Brother, there's none righteous. There's none this morning worthy. But thanks be unto God. Jesus come. Brother, that we might be able to be born again, to live. Brother, this great third chapter of John teaches it so clearly. Brother, when Nicodemus come to him and ask him, what must I do to inherit the kingdom? Brother, he didn't tell him, well, go and do this and then that. You join this group or that. Brother, Jesus said, ye must be born again. Verily, verily, I marvel not, he said, ye must be born again. Jesus come to save you. Brother, just the same as he did me this morning. What are you afraid of today? I begin to think about all of the things people say that keep them from the church sometimes. somewhere. I don't like that preacher. So-and-so said this. Brother, let me tell you what the Word of God says. Your iniquities have separated you from God. Brother, the only thing that keeps you from the presence of the Lord this morning is yourself, your own sin. Let's just be honest about it. Brother, we've heard it preached so many times. We've grown weary of it. Brother, if the church would do this and the church would do that, people would be saved. Brother, I'll tell you right now, there's room in the church for it to move up. Surely there's room for more to be done. Brother, in this old preacher's life, there's room this morning. There's more I could do for the cause of God than I do. Brother, but I'll tell you what the Word of God says. Men don't, I don't come to the light because they love the darkness. I don't blame the church. Brother, don't blame the old preacher. People are lost today because they choose to be. This morning, with all of the media and the outlets here today, the radio, the television, the internet, brother, the gospel's going out. It can be heard at any time. Brother, in any place. There's churches that dot the landscape. This morning, I couldn't tell you how many I passed from my house to the station. Brother, why aren't they saved this morning? Because they're iniquity. Because they love darkness. They're afraid to come to the light. Brother, this morning, if you want to know the truth, let the Word of God speak. If you want to know where you stand, you ask Him this morning. Brother, I'm not telling you, it's not about church attendance. It's not about following the rituals, the liturgies. Brother, according to the words of Jesus, ye must be born again. Jesus didn't come to condemn you. But if you have not believed, you're already condemned. Just like I was. Guilty. Nothing I could say about it. Brother, I didn't deserve mercy. But thanks be unto God, I received mercy. I didn't deserve His grace, but He gave it to me this morning. Brother, what I have because one day I said yes when the Lord knocked at my heart's door. The Revelator said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open, He said, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. Brother, don't point your finger at the preacher. I don't blame the deacon. Brother, I'm sorry. I'm fed up with the blame. It's this fault and it's that fault. I can't help but sin because my dad did this or my mom did that. Brother, right now you and you alone are responsible for the life you're now living. When the old prophet come to David, I begin to account to him how a man that had had many sheep had taken the one and only sheep or ewe of another man. David was angry. He's going to give it back. He's going to pay the price. Brother, the old prophet said, you're the man, David. Brother, quit blaming. Quit looking for an excuse. This morning, what's separate you from God or your own sins, your own iniquity? You want to know the truth? Brother, the Word of God will give it to you. Men will tell you this and men will tell you that, but the Word of God will set you free this morning. Jesus come to save. Brother, He didn't need to condemn. The world was already condemned. Jesus came to redeem. Brother, Jesus came to reconcile back to God that which was rightfully His. The creation from the beginning, created in the image of God. but according to the sin and the fall of man, separated. But yes, my friend, God made a way through His precious Son, Jesus, to reconcile you, to bring you back again into fellowship with God the Father. So this morning, He come to save you. Would you consider Him? Would you consider your own state today? Yeah, you can blame the old preacher. There's a lot of blame to be had there. But brother, this morning you're lost because you choose to be. God bless you today. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.